Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Aleph. We are up to Siv Beis, the second line on page 208. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Lo yaktim chacham Yisrael lo koin ha-ma'oretz levarach lefanov. A chacham, a Talmud chacham who is a Yisrael, should not allow a Kohen who is Nama'aretz to bench over him. Derech chokum mishpa kahuna, following the laws of kahuna that a Kohen takes precedence, because lemaisa he's a Talmud chacham, he overrides the Kohen Nama'aretz. Aval lo seis lo hachacham reshus sheyivarech in v'kach klum. However, if he wants to give the Kohen reshus to bench, he can. He just can't do it. Derech chokum mishpa kahuna. He can't say, oh, you bench, you're a Kohen. But if he wants to allow him to bench and give him reshus, that would be allowed. Aval kohen talmud chacham mitzvah lahakdimo. However, if the kohen is also a talmud chacham, then it is a mitzvah to put him first when it comes to benching. Shenemar v'kidashto, because the pasuk says in the Torah v'kidashto, liftoach rishon ulevarech rishon, and we learn from there that there's a mitzvah to place a kohen before you, liftoach rishon and levarech rishon. We'll see exactly what that refers to in the Mishabura. And the Rama ends off and says, va'ayin le'el simin kus ha-mechzayin sif yudalid. So says the Mishabura Sifkatan Ches on the first point of the Mechaber, that a Talmud Chacham Yisrael should not put a kohen ha-ma'aretz to bench before him, derech chok u'mishpa kahuna, va'arminam b'gemara dehu b'chlal, masni'ai ahavu moves. If a Talmud Chacham Yisrael puts a kohen ha-ma'aretz to bench before him, he is satisfying this pasuk of masni'ai ahavu moves, meaning shemasni as ha-Torah b'fnei ha-homum. He's making the Torah hated in front of the regular people. Sheyomru she'eino chashuva kolkach. They're going to say the Torah is not so chashuv. Bir'osam she'chacham shofel b'fnei ha-ma'aretz. Because they're going to say the Talmud Chacham is lower than the ha-ma'aretz. The avshu kohen, and even though this ha-ma'aretz is a kohen, malas ha-Torah gedola mimalas ha-kahuna. The maila of Torah is greater than the maila of kahuna, and therefore by the Talmud Chacham placing the kohen ha-ma'aretz before him, midin kahuna, so he is showing how the Torah is not chashuv. Sifkat and test, this is only a problem if he does it derech chok. Ratzalomer shemakdimo mipnei mishpat ha-kahuna. It's only a problem, like we said, if he puts the kohen ha-ma'aretz before him, midin the laws of kahuna. However, if he wants to allow him stam to bench and give him reshus, that would be okay. Sifkat and yud. Ratzalomer ein bazeh pechisus erech l'tamud chacham. By just stam allowing him to lead the benching, that would not be lowering the value of a tamud chacham. Midu me'enu mevarech bilti reshuso. Since the ma'isa, he's not benching without your permission, so that would not be a lowering of the erech of a tamud chacham. Va'afilu hu eino kohen yochol itin lo reshus levarech. Even if this ama'aretz was not a kohen, any Talmud Chacham is allowed to let an Amoret lead the benching before him, so the only problem over here is he's doing it Michok Kahuna. But Stam, to give him Rishus to bench, that certainly would be okay. Sifkatan Yud Aleph, Aval Kohen Talmud Chacham, but if this Kohen is not an Amoretz, but rather he's a Talmud Chacham, then we said it's a mitzvah lakdimo, v'hu adin kisheshneim einam chachamim. The same thing would be true if both the people that we're discussing are both not Talmidei Chachamim. Sifkatan Yud Bey is a mitzvah lakdimo, then there's a mitzvah to put the Kohen first. V'afilu ima Talmud Chacham hu gadol mimenu. Even if the Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen, who's also a Talmud Chacham, but the Yisrael is a greater Talmud Chacham, still you can place the Kohen before you. De'ein olav chiyuv l'chabdo machmas mitzvah v'kidashto. So even though you're a bigger Talmud Chacham, so there is no mitzvah of putting him first with kavod midin v'kidashto. Mikom makom tov she'yaktim ha-kohen l'fanov. Still, it would be good to put the Kohen, who's a lower grade Talmud Chacham, before you, the Yisrael, a greater Talmud Chacham, Kevan Shu Gamkin Chacham, since Lamaisa, the Kohen is also a Chacham, Vehausa Kain Humarich Yamin. And one who does this has long days. So again, we're saying over here that a person is Zocha Tarichas Yamin, if he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, there's a Kohen there that's also a Talmud Chacham, but he's a lower Talmud Chacham, to place him before you in terms of the benching, gives you Arichas Yamin. This is based on the Gemara and the Gila. If you look at note number 10, he says, "Makor halacha zut zayin hadivrei chamudos mehagemara megillah chav chesam et aleph." The Gemara over there says, "Shalu talmid of Rabbi Preda b'meher rachta yomim." The students of Rabbi Preda asked him, "How are you zochah to have long life? Amr Lahem, he responded to them, Meyomai lo kadamni adam lebeis hamedrash. My whole life, no one got to the beis medrash before me. Velo beirachti lifnei kohen, and I never led the benching in front of a kohen. Vehisika ha gemara shahainu b'shoven. And the gemara comes out lemaskana that the Kohen was equal with him. Ubekavonos haGemara biaru Tosas Shem, and there Tosas explains the Gemara means Shigama Kohen Hoya Talmud Chacham, that the Kohen was also a Talmud Chacham. Ach Rabbi Preda Hoya Gadol Mimenu. However, Rabbi Preda was a greater Talmud Chacham than the Kohen, and Afal Pikein Nosen Lo Rabbi Preda Lazamim, and still Rabbi Preda let this other Talmud Chacham, who was a Kohen, who was a lower Talmud Chacham than he allowed him to bench. Ubeschus Zochel Arichas Yomim. And the Gemara says over there, because of that, he was Zochel to Arichas Yomim. So that's what we're saying over here in the Mechaber. Although one who is a Talmud Chacham Yisrael cannot allow a Kohen Amoretz to lead the benching, Midin Choku Mishvara Kahuna, he can't stam give him Rishus to lead the benching. But if this Kohen is not an Amoretz, but he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a lower Talmud Chacham, then even though there's no Vikidashto, because you're a greater Talmud Chacham, still there is an Inyan to let him bench, and you're Zocha through that to have Arichas Yomim. And again, the Pasuk of Vikidashto tells us, as the Mechaber said, Liftoach Rishon or Levarach Rishon, explains the Mishabura in Sevkata and Yudgim, Liftoach Rishon, Bekriyas HaTorah. Liftoach Rishon means the coin gets the first aliyah when it comes to laning. Levarach Rishon, Besu'uda, Bebirchas HaMotzi, Bebirchas HaMazon. And Levarach Rishon means he makes the bracha first when it comes to HaMotzi and when it comes to benching. V'chein Lahotzi Bakiddush, and so too to be Motzi other people with Kiddush, the Vikidashto Hu L'chol Dover Shebekdusha. Because the Pasuk of Vikidashto tells me the Kohen takes precedence, Lagabe Old Varim Shebekdusha. V'kasu HaPoskim, the Poskim write, the Bechlal Liftoach Rishon, included in Liftoach Rishon, besides getting the first Aliyah, is Hu Leos Rosh Hamedabrim Bechol Kibbutz Am V'Liv Drosh Tchila, is that when there are a few drushes and there are different people speaking, the Kohen goes first. V'hu Adin B'Yeshivi Dabe Barosh, and so too in Yeshiva, he gets to speak first. V'ayim B'Magen Avram Shemitzadeh, look at the Magen Avram who leans to say the Halimun Mei V'Kidashto Hu Daraisa. The Magen Avram leans to say that this Limud of V'Kidashto is actually a Din Daraisa. V'lo Asmachto Ba'alma, it's not just Durabana with an Asmachto. Umikom Mokom, ima Kohen rotza lachlo kavod la'acher b'chol zeh, Rashai. If the Kohen decides he wants to be moch on his covet, he wants to allow someone else to go before him, he is allowed. Rak b'kriyas haTorah in yochel limchol, only when it comes to getting the first aliyah, there the Kohen is not allowed to be mochel, ukitul el besimin, kuflam and heben mishaburis if katan tes. And there we explained, that's because of darchei shalom, we want to have a set order, so when it comes to aliyos, the Kohen can't be mevater and say, let someone go before him. Amrinam b'gemara, the Gemara tells us, the Kohen yito mona yofer rishon, the Kohen gets to choose the better portion first. V'ratzalomer means to say she Yisrael tzorech liten l'kohen mona yofer rishon l'chol ha-mesubim, that the Yisrael who is there has to let the Kohen get first dibs at the first portion amongst all those who are there. The Mishabur explains, V'haynu davka b'chavirim ha-mesubim b'sudo b'tzdaka. This is all talking about friends that are sitting around having a suda, or they are distributing tzdaka. But if they're splitting a business, a Kohen and a Yisrael, there we don't say the Kohen gets first dibs. The other Rabbah, the opposite is true. Amrina b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, anyone who places his eye on the better portion, Eino roa simen bracha l'olam. He doesn't see a simen bracha from that, and therefore, if it would be splitting a business, there would be an inyan for the Kohen bedafka not to be grabbing the chelak yafe, because that leads to eino roa simen bracha. V'tzarech ian lama ein isharim achshav lahaktim l'kohen l'chol hanimili. And says the Mishabura, it needs investigation. Why are we not so careful nowadays to put the Kohen first, l'gabi all these inyanim? That's the Magen Avram. V'ayin shom shemit look over there, where he seems to find a little bit of a reason for this minug. But still, although many are knowing not to be careful, for sure one should be careful. What is the svar of the Magen Avram says why people are not being so careful? So if you look at note number 11, he writes, the Magen Avram writes over there, she'efsher she'atam she'en yisharim b'zeh. Possibly the reason why people are not careful about this is mishum she'ein anu b'kiyim b'yichusei hakuna. We're not such experts in who who's really a miyuchas like a kohen, and therefore the minhag has evolved that we're not so makbid on giving chashivas and giving precedence to the kohen in all these inyanim. If you look down about five lines later in note number 11, tam acher hevi b'shalosh neshuvas mishnah halachos. B'shem ha'admor Kloisenberg, from the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Sha'amar lo, that he said to him, Shebesudos gedolos lo makbidin loses lakoin lazamin. When it comes to large gatherings and large sudos, we're not makbid b'dafka to give a kohen to lead a zimun. Mishum shekola ne'asofim bo l'suda machmas kriyaso shal balabayas u'bertono. Because everyone who gathered for the suda really came because they were invited by the balabayas, that it was a rus in the balabayas. So yochol hu lomar la kohen, the balabayas is able to say to the kohen, lo karaticha el almanas shetanicheni l'koro rishon. I only invited you almanas, so you let me choose who's going to lead the benching. And therefore that's another reason why the Kloisenberger Rebbe says that the minhag is that we don't always give it to a kohen. Continues in Mishabura. We have a few lines left in Sefkatan Yud Gimel. Tov lahakdim halevi gam kein liYisrael im heim shavim b'chachma. So if there's no kohen there, or even if there is a kohen, it's good to be makdim a levi as well to Yisrael, if the levi and Yisrael are equal in chachma. Bebirchas hamazon ubahamotzi. When it comes to leading the birchas hamazon, and when it comes to leading the hamotzi, v'chem b'nesinas hatzdaka, and so too with the distribution of tzdaka, d'ha makdimin also b'kriya gamkin lifnei Yisrael. Because when it comes to leining, we put the levi before the Yisrael as well, and therefore, lagabi these other nyanim, the levi would take precedence over the Yisrael. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Mi shenosin lo levarich ve'eno mevarich, one who is given the opportunity to lead the benching, and he doesn't take it, mekatzer yomov, he shortens his days. Says the Mishabura Sevkotin Yadal Shinosim Lavarich, Rasalomar means to say, Oreach a guest, Shinosim Lo Lavarich Birchas Hamazon. They give him the opportunity to lead the benching. The Einu Mavarich, and he doesn't lead the benching. Mekatzer Yomav, he has a shortened life. Mishum de Bedin, Kesha'areach Mavarich, Mavarich Labalabayas. The Kanal, like we learned earlier, when a guest leads the benching, he says a bracha to the Balabayas. Ubazeshe Nimna Lavarich as Balabayas, Shum Izer Avram. And by holding back from leading the benching and giving a bracha to the Babayas, who's from the seed of Avram, Shenemo Vavarcha Mevarchecha, where Hashem said to Avram, I will bless those who bless you, Umechal Heinat Hashem Elav, and through the opposite of the Hein, of the positive, we see the negative. So if Hashem is blessing those who bless, so if you hold back from blessing, Nimtza Gorim Klol Eliatzmo, so if you hold back from giving a bracha to Zer Avram, so you're causing a klola to yourself, and therefore you'll have Kitzer Yomin. Now, if you look at the Shaar HaTzion and Os Yudal, he writes, Ukayom nowadays, Shebelav Hochi Haminog Eitzel Kol Oreach Lomer Harachamon Yuvarach as Balabayas, where the minhag is that every person that's benching says the special Harachamon of Hu Yuvarach as Balabayas, Eini Yodeya Im Shayach Klal Inyan Zeh. I'm not sure this whole Inyan is Nogeya. Because we're talking about over here where you're not chapping around the opportunity to bless the Baal Bayis. But nowadays where we all bench and we're all blessing the Baal Bayis anyway, so maybe this holding is not Nogeya. That which we're saying, that you're passing up the opportunity to be Mavarach the Baal Bayis, because you're not passing it up. Just because you're not leading the benching doesn't mean you're not saying the Harachamon who Yavarach as Baal Bayis. Continues the Mishabura, the cost of the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram writes, for Dafka Kishim Mavarachin ala Kos. This whole discussion is specifically when they are benching with a kos. Da'oz ha'chiyuv al horeach levarech as balabayis. That's when there is a chiyuv on the guest to bless the balabayis. Where the Shaar HaTzion says as well in Oz Tezvov, Eini yodea minayin lo l'magin Avram shebelo kos kreshim mevarechin ein ha'chiyuv levarech as balabayis. I don't know where the Magin Avram is getting this, that there's only a chiyuv to bench the balabayis when you're benching on a kos. V'ulayda Magen Avram diek miloshen ha-gemara de-komar mi-shenosim lo-akos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, maybe the Magen Avram is being medayek exactly from the loshen of the gemara that it says, mi-shenosim lo-akos, the one who is given the kos. But otherwise, the Chavetz Chaim doesn't understand why the Magen Avram is saying specifically the zechir to mevarech the balabayis when you have a kos. But the Magen Avram does right, as the Mishabura brings down, and we read it again, V'dafku g'shem avarchen al hakos, da'os achiyuv al horeach levarchas balabayis. And then the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Sif Katan Yudala Venirali, it appears to me, Shabbat Salama, what he means to say is, Shabaloze Ein Gorim Klala. Without the kos, then you're not going to be a Gorim Klala to yourself. Aval Bavadai Einochon La Odom Lidchos Mitzvah Habol Yado. But for sure, it's not proper for a person to push off a mitzvah that comes to his hands. Maybe you're only going to be Gorim Klala when there's a kos, and you're not benching the Baal Bayis, but Lamaisa, in any case, a person should not push away a mitzvah that it comes his way, and therefore, anyway, a person should, if he's offered the opportunity, should in fact lead the benching. Which takes us into the last halacha in the siman, that's halacha dalid, where the mechaber says, Tzarech lachsor shiitnu lo kol shal bracha levarich, that one should see to it, he should go after the opportunity that he should get the kol shal bracha in order to lead the benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan hezvav levarich, sheyehu hamezamin, person should try to be the one who's going to be the mezamin, umotzi acherim midei chavasam, and he's going to be motzi the others in their chiyuv. Ve'lo lishmoa ve'lanos amen, and not to be just the one who's listening and answering amen. Sha'av sha'shomea ka'ona, even though we hold in general one who's listening is like he's saying it. Ve'ona amen kemotzi bracha mipivim, one who answers amen, it's like he said the bracha himself. Mikomoko memarin litein socher tchila lahamavarech. L'maisa, Zadu Chavetz Chaim, at the end of the day, we're quicker to give out schar for the one who's Mavarach himself. Even though we have a concept of Shomea Ka'ona, we have a concept of Ona Omeis, Kamosi Bracha Mepiv, L'maisa, you're not actually making the Bracha, there is an inyan to be the one who's actually making the Bracha. Now there's one more interesting sharatzion over here, and that is an Oz Tazayim, Ubizmanenu Shakol Echad Ve'echad Mavarach La'atzmo, nowadays, that every person is benching on their own, Eini Yodeya Im Shayach Tinzeh, Zadu Chavetz Chaim, I don't even know if this whole din is Nogeya. Now you should go after the kol shel bracha, so you could be the mezamin and motzi others their chiyuv. L'maisa, we're all benching ourselves anyway, so maybe there is no inyan to lead the zimun, since you're not actually benching and be motzi them in the benching. But then he says, v'ulai, possibly, masha'onem baruch she'achalnu, maybe that which everyone responds to the leader baruch she'achalnu, lo nechshav zeh rakani as amen. Maybe that itself, the answering of the zimun of baruch she'achalnu, is considered like answering amen. V'hamezamein u'choshev ikar ha'mavarech. And maybe the one leading the zimun is considered the ikar ha'mavarech v'tzarachin. So again, he's not understanding fully why nowadays, if everyone's benching on their own, there would be such an inyan to lead the benching. You're only leading in the zimun when everyone else is benching on their own anyway. But he ends up and says, no, maybe fakaret, maybe there is an inyan. The fact that you are the ikr mevarich and everyone's responding baruch shachan, that's like them answering amen. In that case, there would be a tzad, that there would be a reason to go after being the one who's actually leading the zimun. That concludes Simon Reish Aleph and concludes Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow will begin Hilchos Birchas Aperos with Simon Reish Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.